Bayon.
Ready, guys.
Hello.
Hey. All right. So
this is already chaotic.
Which is very much appropriate. Which is appropriate because today, I am your agent of chaos. I'm your I'm your demon of destruction today. Today, all right, hey everybody. This is Daryl. Jordan, Nikki, we are back with Hell Out of No podcast. We are going to be unhinged today. We are going to be off the charts. We are going to be unreal because today we're just shooting shit.
Unreal?
That's what we're doing. Unreal.
Unreal?
Unreal is what I said. Unreal means the opposite of real.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oh.
This is already off to an interesting start.
Are we even a minute in?
I'm gonna be honest. No. If I clicked on this podcast and that was the first 30 seconds, I would listen to every single video in the queue. So, and since I'm pretty sure that someone at least of my demographic is our target audience, I feel like that's a really good sign.
Okay.
Oh my God. What is happening?
I love this.
So, first off, I just want to say that I've had a really unfortunate week. Why are you laughing?
This is so dramatic.
Because I'm laughing through my pain right now. So
you can't laugh at Daryl's tears, Nikki.
Right. The disrespect. Anyway, Nikki's supposed to be one of my best friends, and he knows what I'm about to say, and he's literally laughing at me right now. So the next time someone,
best friend. I love you dearly.
The next time someone says that you're mean or unapproachable or unrelatable, I think our viewing audience will understand exactly what I'm talking about. So I was saying,
I feel like those were those slight shots.
Those were definite shots.
I don't feel like they were shots. I feel like it was me stating my point. You know what I mean?
And people say I'm the mean one?
No. Here's the thing. I don't think any of those things. But if someone were to think that, and if that was feedback you got, I am saying we now have proof as to why someone would think that. You know what I mean?
No, but continue.
Beautiful. So this week was very, very difficult for me as I was sick AF this week. I was very, very sick. I spent all week like a mess. I had to call out of work once or twice. Yeah.
That was the description of the feeling.
Well, I'm gonna be honest about what that was about. I was about to explain what I was doing and my symptoms, but then I thought they don't want to hear all that. You know what I mean? I was exercising some restraint for once in my life. But I say that to say that I'm still a little bit under the weather, just a little bit, but we're going to persevere and we're going to push through and we're going to move on and we're going to be amazing today.
Because you're a professional.
That's what they say. I question it, but hey, I'm not going to argue with the pros, you know? And don't think I didn't hear that, Nikki. I heard that.
Where are we?
Anyway. So before we keep going, how are you all today? What you been up to? What's your tea? What's been going on?
Well, me, I've been working just in Chicago recently. That was nice. Had a good time there. What else has been going on? Still listening to Cowboy Carter. I like it. Oh, update from the last episode. Mm-hmm. I like the album way more now. So everybody that was coming for me, you know, the last episode, don't worry, I've come around.
Really coming for you?
A few. I got a few little DMs like, you know, like, you need to give it a listen again. And I was like, I think I said that in the thing, but, you know, it's fine. But hey, we're here now and I'm still playing it and it's great. And yeah, I'm working on a new DJ mix. That's going to be fun. Yeah, what's going on with you, Nikki?
Yeah, I was out of town last week as well. Fun fact, I'm moving away from New York City. So I was touring apartments in the new place I'm living. And I found a new spot to live in. I'm really excited. So I spent this week working and obsessively designing my new space with like grid paper, colors, drawings, the whole nine. No. So damn. I'm thinking about actually doing like a content video of me walking through my process of moving from New York to the place I'm moving to, and showing the whole design aesthetic and design process. Because fun fact, if those who don't know, I actually like decorating apartment spaces and homes. So I'm really excited to like film all this. I have to remember to film all this, and then picking out new pieces and organizing them in a way where it makes sense. But when everything gets set up, guys, you guys are more than welcome to come visit and hang out with me in the new city.
So basically, Nikki is now in his influencer era. We love it.
I don't really know how to do that, but okay.
Let's not be self-deprecating. I feel like you're going to be great at it. I feel like I would watch your YouTube channel, honestly. Like, if you put out, like, a series of, like... And also, I'm pretty sure that that's, like, desirable content, right? Like, if you put out, like, is. I'm moving from... Wait, did you...
I didn't say where I'm moving to.
Okay.
Watch your mouth.
If you were to say that you're... If I was to click on a YouTube video... And I was considering moving somewhere else, and someone seemed like they had good style and good taste and good flair, then I would watch that video. So, like, yeah, I think that you'll be... See how I just gave Nikki a ton of compliments just now. I don't think that Nikki will return that favor anytime soon. But I just gave you a bunch of compliments right now, and they were heartfelt, just so you know.
Pause. How many times have I complimented this man's acting, his singing, the way his mind works on this podcast? So don't ever say I won't give you a copy, because that's not true.
All right. I apologize.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, so as I said,
this is chaos.
I wasn't feeling very well this week. So I had a lot of time to do things that I ordinarily would not do in terms of like consuming content. And okay. I got sucked down a rabbit hole of TikTok content this week. One of the things that I was kind of enamored by is, I don't know if this is like bad, I don't think it's bad to say, but like you'll tell me if it is. I got really suckered into like prison recipes. Why are y'all making that face? Is that crazy?
Prison
recipe, first of all, neither of you are that removed from society to not know what a prison recipe is. It's basically like there's things that you can't, like, when you go to prison, like, you make certain, like, foods and drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. But how did you get there how do we get here?
Something came up on TikTok and I was like suckered down that hole. And so I haven't told Nikki this, but I got suckered down this hole based on this one guy. He has this, he used to be in prison and I forgot what his name was, but he has this thing, it's called Bussin' or Disgusting, right? And he tries prison recipes from when he was in prison and he tells you whether it's Bussin' or Disgusting. If I find out the link, I'll put it here somewhere. But one of the things that
We'll have to research this ourselves.
Anyway, one of the things that he made was a prison Laffy Taffy. And so...
I'm intrigued.
And so, this week, as I was sitting in my house doing nothing...
You made one. Wow.
I did. Wow. I did. I made a prison Laffy Taffy.
You really have had a week.
And before I say what it was made of, I'm going to say that it was actually delicious. And I brought that up because I think that we should all try a prison recipe live on this podcast. I think, y'all, let us know if that's a good idea. I think that what we should do is we should all collectively to the side, make a prison recipe, and we should try it on the podcast. Do you think that's a good idea? It's creativity.
I'm intrigued. People have to watch that one, though. That one people can't listen to. Because
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. People have to watch that one.
People will be like, I don't know what they're doing. But as a watchable one, I think that'll be fun.
I think it'd be hilarious. So what I made the...
Nikki's face is saying otherwise.
No, I just have a lot of questions. Like, okay. I have a lot of questions.
Kick us off.
What's the question?
One, how did this come on your For You page? Like, what were you searching to end up with prison stuff? Secondly, why can't they just have regular Laffy Taffys in prison? Why are they making special, it's just food? Third of all, like, what was in this prison Laffy Taffy? Like, what, how does it make it a taffy? Like, I just have so many questions.
Well, first of all, my For You page is just as chaotic as I am. So I'm going to leave that there.
Okay.
Second, did you just say why they can't just have Laffy Taffys? Do they get them for the vending machine? Like, what do they, how do they get
Laffy Taffys? The commissary?
Yeah, but maybe they don't, maybe all prisons don't have access to Laffy Taffys. Like, maybe they don't have, like.
Which is why I'm asking, what was this Laffy Taffy made of?
I'm about to tell you that was the third point.
Oh.
So, what I was going to say. So, it was a three ingredient Laffy Taffy. And basically, you have, you know those little drink packets, like the zero calorie drink packets?
Yes.
Which,
yes.
Now that I think about it, I don't know how they get access to those in prison, but not Laffy Taffy. It's not, now that I think about that.
Yeah, that's a great question.
That is a really good question, but so barring that.
Now it doesn't sound so illogical, right?
Okay, anyway. So is that, and then powdered coffee creamer? But it has to be the powdered kind because you have to mix this, and then you mix water in it, and then it forms like, but only a little bit of water, like a literal tablespoon of water, and it forms a paste, and you roll it out into, like, for lack of better words, a dough. But, like, that's weird to think of taffy as a dough. And you cut it up, and you refrigerate it for a little bit, and you eat it. It was actually very good. I think it was delicious.
Well, sorry, what was the flavor again?
It was tang.
Okay.
What? Y'all know what tang is, right?
Yeah. A tang Laffy Taffy. Like,
y'all looking at me like I'm crazy right now. Is that crazy?
No, honestly, I'm intrigued. I'm going to actually look this up after we get off.
Yeah.
I want to, like, watch this happen.
Well, have you
I actually
never
want to try it?
Right. It sounds intriguing, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's going to be like a delicacy, but like.
No, but I think it's intriguing. Did you see any more that? Did you see any more that were interesting? I'm just.
I did. I did. I saw a bunch of variations on what's called apparently like a prison log. Have y'all heard of that?
No.
Nope.
So basically, you get like ramen noodles and then like pickle juice and chips. And what do we call the hot dogs that come in a can, the little small can?
Vienna's.
I'm actually surprised you knew what that was, Nikki.
I thought it was always Vienna.
What does that mean?
Oh, why are you yelling into the microphone?
Because I'm actually surprised you know what that is. What does that even mean?
Anyway, I'm just surprised because it's not something I feel like you would eat. But anyway, you put all of that stuff and a bunch of seasonings and stuff, and you put a little bit of water into it, and you roll it into like a big bag of chips that have been crushed, and you form it into like a log. And apparently, now this might be wrong because again, I got this from TikTok, so like, do not crucify me if this is not how they do it. But you form it into a big enough log, and you serve it like to multiple people as like a meal type thing. That sounds crazy. That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. I know. And and to be honest, like, I wouldn't try that because it looks disgusting.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound appetizing at all.
But if you look up a prison log, it's really popular. Like, apparently people do it a lot. Now, I wouldn't personally know. And also, this is TikTok, so I could be wrong. I could sound really stupid right now. Like, people seeing this for, like... Oh my God. People seeing this when they get out of prison might be like, Daryl, this has nothing to do with prison. We have never done any of this shit in our lives. But like, anyway,
let me,
I'm crying because like
I have to write some of it. Like I'm not now I have to look up Laffy Taffy and now I have to look up a prison law. Okay. I have a lot of research to do later.
For those of you who do not know Daryl, this is Daryl 24/7.
This is me 24/7.
Yes, it is.
Chaos.
And we're only 15 minutes in.
But
and who knows where we're going next?
I do. Or, you know, I have a general idea. Anyway, have y'all really honestly never, like, because I know both of you are pretty active on TikTok, right?
Not pretty active.
Yes, you are. I would say I'm probably the least active out of everyone here.
You know what?
But I'm on it.
But so
I'm on Twitter a lot. I'm a Twitter guy. I don't know.
Okay, so will Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, any of those? Y'all have never seen something on one of those media platforms and like tried it out in real life or like tried to implement it into
I actually have. I saw it, I think it was on Instagram, but it was from TikTok, so technically TikTok video. Mm-hmm. But it was this girl, she makes, it's, you know, seen those videos where they like have all the sound effects when they're making like food, like sandwiches or something like that, and you just hear all the knife cutting and everything just sounds perfect.
Oh, like ASMR.
Yeah, but like that's not the goal, but it's just like they're showing like their recipe. But I saw one, it was a chicken Caesar salad like cutlet sandwich thing, and I was like, man, this looks really good. But like,
ooh,
I like the way that she made it. So I was like, and I saved it. I had it saved for like a few weeks, and I was like, you know what? Today is the day. I'm gonna make it. And I made it, and it turned out amazing. I was like, wow, this is so good. Yeah.
See, there we go. And have you made it again since that day?
One other time, yes.
Okay, so you can easily integrate that into your, you know, your rotation of meals that you know are good.
Because it's easy. It's easy to make. Yeah, it's easy to make. It's simple. I like simple things. Don't give me an intricate meal to make. I'm not going to do it. So if you give me something simple, it's like 30 minutes to 45 minutes to make, I'm in there. When we get to like the 2-hour mark, no.
Oof, 2 hours. Ooh, yeah. Who makes a meal that takes 2 hours, Nikki? Actually, do you? You might. I don't know.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
So what I'm hearing is that I am not the only person that is inspired by social media in terms of like putting things into action in real life.
I mean, no. I feel like social media is influencing at some point for everybody with something. I don't think it's everything, but I think at some point something grabs our attention, makes us want to either try it, do it ourselves, or just something we just like looking at. Like there's this guy, he's also on TikTok. He makes all of his food in like the woods, but it's like really well done how he does it. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen him on Instagram. I always say it's unsanitary, but yeah.
It is, but I still really enjoy like.
Wait, how's it unsanitary? I haven't seen it, so
everything is being cooked just out in the open with like.
Maybe, but I think he cleans the stuff. Well, does he clean it with the?
I mean, assuming that he. I was assuming when you said this that he literally just had dishes and stuff, but he just made it in.
He
the
does
woods.
Have. Well,
he had dishes, but also it's dishes. Like, yeah, but it's like no running water. There's also sometimes he like, if I'm not mistaken, same guy.
He's using water from the lake, right? Wherever he's at.
Which is unsanitary. And then like, how are you like sterilizing food? What if there's bugs? Just, I'm not a nature guy. Well, I mean, I am a nature guy because of my earth sign, but I'm not like a doing things in nature person.
That's so surprising.
Some people may not have known that about me, Daryl, that I'm not like a
I think they
going outside and no, they can't.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going camping is what I'm saying.
Would you go like luxury camping?
What is that?
Like, you know what glamping? Luxury camping is.
I know what glamping is, but like different strokes for different folks. So what is glamping in your eyes? Because I may say glamping is, oh, I rent out a cabin with a jacuzzi in the mountains. Like, that considered glamping, or like RV glamping, or like, where what's the metric?
So like, this is actually perfect, because I don't know if y'all know this, but like, I actually, you might know this, Nikki, but I actually for a while, like, I was convinced that I was going to buy a van. And like, van life is like popping on YouTube. Like, people are just like,
it is
making it is. And that's also a huge thing of my For You page. but like, I really, really wanted, I still want to do it, but we live in New York City, so it's hard. But anyway, I, for myself, would consider glamping, like, I don't really like the word glamping, to be honest. I would prefer that's like luxury camping. I would consider that like maybe in like something as big, no smaller than an RV, running water, an oven, a source of entertainment like a television, a bathroom, like an actual functioning bathroom in the facility, in the vehicle. Also, I would say, well, for me, that would be my definition of luxury, because when you have a van, you don't necessarily have all that. You have like a bed and maybe a hot pot or like a stove. And like, they sell at Home Depot, literally like buckets that you could put a seat cover over, like to use as a bathroom. And they have like,
oh, a pop-up. You have this all figured out. Research and everything.
I'm not kidding. I was going to,
you're really about to be about this life.
I was. I think I talked to you, Nikki, about this. Like, I just couldn't find a place to, like, I actually was on Facebook Marketplace looking for a van. I couldn't find a place to park it in New York City. So I thought maybe I'll leave it at my parents' house. And if I want to go on like a trip, I can go home and I can do that. But haven't gotten around to it yet. But yeah, it seems like
I'm really looking forward to this journey for you. Like, I can't wait till you find a place to go. Listen, it looks fun. I will say, I was like, this looks like a good time. I don't know how long I'd be able to do it, but it looks fun.
Nikki?
I would not do an RV, because being trapped in an RV with another person or two people sounds like a nightmare to me.
Oh, wow.
It's like, where else?
So it would be a nightmare if you travel with me and Daryl in an RV?
Stuck in an RV with you two for multiple days, and that's all we can go? What am I going to do?
Well, not all we can go. The whole point is that you can go anywhere. Like, the whole point is that, like,
yeah, you can get off.
Yeah.
You're not, like, locked on the RV for
days. See, my brain is like, we're going to drive the RV out to the middle of nowhere and just, like, park.
It don't have to be middle of nowhere.
That doesn't do that.
In fact, for RVs, you have to be at a campground, because you have to be able to plug in. So,
I mean, possibly, my dad has an RV, and he has done RV trips, and he's asked me and my siblings to go, and we've always said no. Because it just sounds like a nightmare. But if it's a big enough RV and it's like for a weekend.
What are you talking about, like a 3-story RV so you can separate yourself?
No, like a 2-bedroom RV, or like one that has like a private room in the back, and then like the ones that like expand outwards with like the bathroom. You can actually walk in the bathroom. There's like an actual toilet and like a full shower.
A walk-in bathroom in an RV.
Yes, they have those. And then like the one with the living room, and then when you press the expand button, both of the sides come out, and there's like the awning, so there's like you can,
oh, looks like you've thought about this too a bit.
Well, no, that's the one, not going there, but those are the ones I've seen. We'll say that.
But what of it, I'm genuinely curious though, like, what is it about like the outdoors or like that lifestyle that is so unappealing to you, unless every single like necessity or luxury is there for you? Because like the whole idea is freedom and one with the place that we're from. We're from nature. We're from like the environment. We're not from like electricity and like and modern accommodations. What's wrong with the outdoors?
There's nothing wrong with the outdoors. I love a good cabin mountain situation. It's the part of like me being outside. I feel like I would never be clean. Like I feel like if I took a shower and I go outside and I come back in, I need to go to the shower again. Like, I don't know if your parents used to say this, but like, you smell like outside. Have y'all heard that before?
I have.
I feel like I would always feel like I smell like outside. So I feel like I would always have to take a shower. And like, that would just like bother me.
Nikki, you're really disappointing the earth signs right now.
And I know, but I love nature. I don't want to live in it.
But it's also interesting because you're from Mississippi, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, when I grew up in the South, I was outside all the time. Like, I was in the woods.
I wasn't allowed outside during the week.
Wait, you sound like you were a hostage.
Right, I was like, I don't know how I like how that sounds.
What?
Like, are you in prison?
What?
My dad wouldn't let, like, during the week, we weren't allowed to go outside because he was like, once you're done with homework, you should be reading a book. You should be studying and learning something new. So, like, we weren't allowed to, like, play outside during the week. And on the weekends, I would go with my mom because my parents were divorced. And then my mom and my sister are not, like, outside women. So I really didn't go outside much.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Why are you saying oh?
Because that was like a formative part. Okay, that's fair. But for me, that was like a formative part of like childhood, like going outside with my cousins and playing outside. And like, we used to like dig up dirt and clay and like eat it. Mm. And like, we used to have it's like sour grass. Do you know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's like,
what'd you say?
It's like it's sour grass.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Sour grass is basically like it's some sort of flower that you pick up and you can like get the stem with your nail and you go like that and it's like a gel that comes out. Not gel, but like an aloe type substance that comes out and it's like sour. Why are you looking at me like that? Anyway, my point is that
the only thing I know you're talking about is, are you like a honeysuckle?
Maybe it's honeysuckle. Wait, what is
that sounds?
Is that what
it's sweet?
It is sweet,
like,
but it
has like a little white flower.
Yes,
flower. You pull out the flower and you suck on the bottom of the stem.
But you can also do this. Yeah. Yes, I think that is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Why y'all like to know what I was talking about? Yeah.
Because you said sour grass and I was really confused.
I made that term up just now. I don't think we ever called it that, but in my brain, that's what I was thinking it was. The reason I say all that, though, is because...
Wait. Pause. If you made it up in your brain, how are we supposed to know what you were talking about?
Because of the description. I feel like I described it.
I was going off the description. Sour grass, right. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But the description, I was like, okay, yes. I feel like I know what you're talking about.
My point is,
okay. I just didn't know what it was called. Sour grass is interesting.
My point is, I feel like playing outside is a formative part of most people's youth, specifically millennials, you know? And so I'm just kind of sad that you didn't get to like connect with that, you know?
Jordan, did you play outside?
Oh yeah, all the time. I was outside, especially in the summertime, because my parents would drop me off over my grandmother's house, so with all my cousins. And my grandmother was like, I'm watching my stories, so you guys go outside.
Stories.
She had to watch her Wheel of Fortune, all of that. So we just had to be outside all day. So, but outside was fun. I had so much fun. I feel like we created so many imaginative things during that time.
Right.
Only time like we were allowed outside, like if Friday was like a no school day, so Thursday was considered a weekend. And I would like go jump on the trampoline and stuff like that. But I'm also risk averse, so like people turning flips and stuff. I wasn't that guy. But yeah, I didn't really do outside.
What did you do? What did you do? I'm curious. What did you do?
I read books.
Okay.
I read books.
And what else?
I watched like Disney. I watched like Nickelodeon. That's about it.
I guess why I'm asking is because I want to get like an encapsulated vision of Nikki as a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm also younger.
He's in his room.
I'm also younger than both of you. So like,
you're not that much younger. You're not that much younger.
I'm just saying, but you know, like as millennials, the younger, like as we trim down in age, the less outside we did.
Nikki acts like he's 25. You're 31. You are not that
right. Right. I was like, you're doing a little much. You're doing a little much.
As millennials, like, we start
that was
to get
a reach.
I'm basically like a Gen Zer. Like what? No, Nikki.
I'm not a Gen Zer. I'm a millennial.
Right.
We know.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
Exactly. Anyway.
You don't want to try to act like you got. You try to act like you on Euphoria. Stop.
You're right. You're right. Call me Rue.
Anyway. Yeah, I think
this is unhinged.
It is so unhinged. I love it though. Listen, for everyone listening right now, this is what we will be doing if we were not. I'm considering this as like a situation where a few weeks ago, we were at the
cabin.
Yeah, I was like, why did I just blank? We were at the cabin, and if we were at the cabin, this is probably how we would be talking. We'd be just doing random stuff like this. So this is what I'm, you know, considering. Like, and it's also. It's also helping me get to know a little bit more about you, because I didn't realize that Nikki was such a, I guess,
such
whoa,
a what?
Whoa, watch whoa, it. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Why do y'all think it's gonna be a negative thing? Can we just talk about how I'm quickly both of y'all thought, both of your faces went towards like, what are you about to say? It's about to be shady.
Negative, but like I don't ever know what's coming out of your mouth.
I come in peace and love. Just so everyone knows, I come with peace and love. I am not a shady individual. What I was gonna say was, I guess I didn't realize that Nikki's childhood was like so different from mine, and like maybe it seems like a lot of it was spent like in solitude. Is that bad? Is that bad? What?
Not Nikki was in solitary confinement.
I corrected that. I said solitude.
That Freudian slip, my God.
How is that a Freudian slip? I said solitude. I said solitary. Ooh. But like, anyway, I guess I didn't realize that you learn things about your friends every day. You learn new things about your friends every day.
I also have bad allergies too, so like maybe it was for the best I didn't go outside as well.
I would never
It could be that.
I believe that. Jordan, you're from the Midwest, right?
I am from Ohio.
What is his face for?
Because there are a couple things I want to ask.
Okay.
Because, so for reference, over the past few months, I've realized that Jordan and I have a lot of things in common, right? We're basically around the same age. We didn't grow up in the same place, but like we're about the same age. We have a lot of musical tastes in common, like film tastes in common, like theories about a couple of things in common. So as we got into this conversation about childhood and Jordan started talking about how, I was outside all the time. I was doing this, I was that. I'm actually curious at how much does that translate from the Midwest to the South? Oh, wait, Jordan froze. Oh, wait, no.
Historical element?
Yeah, like how much of it is similar? Because a lot of times I think that we feel like we have... What? Is that crazy?
I'm just listening because like you asking people to recall history.
I don't think I was thinking about it that deep. I think that you went to somewhere else. All I was trying to say was how a 12-year-old in the South and a 12-year-old in the Midwest had very similar upbringings. That's all I was, not upbringings, but childhoods. That's all I was trying to say.
No, I think that is interesting because we're like in obviously two different ends right. of the spectrum, I feel like. So we're like, but we're also doing similar things, probably more than likely playing, I would say, similar games, I would say, right. outside or doing similar things like that. So I think I always find that to be interesting. I'm like, wow.
Okay, what games did y'all play?
Well, before I say this, outside? I really did think to the outside with your cousins and your friends thing, like, I low-key, and maybe I'm done for this. I'm you know, preceding this by saying I might be done for this, but I thought that was more of a Southern thing. I didn't think that people in general was just like playing outside all day with like their family members and their friends and stuff like that. That's why I was like, oh, that's kind of cool that you did that too. You know what I mean? We would Yeah. Huh. I didn't know that. We did like when we went outside, we would do like Red Rover. We would, we used to go to my granny's house.
Red Rover was fun.
Right? Red Rover. We should play Red Rover as adults. Like, we should do that in like Central Park or something.
How do you play Red Rover?
That would be so interesting. As adults.
So how do you play Red Rover? So basically you have like a line of people, like you probably need at least 4 or 5 people. And you was like
least,
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least
you'd
5.
Say like Red Rover, let Jordan come over. And if you call Jordan's name, he would have to run and try to break the line.
Oh, the lines are they're parallel.
Like I didn't explain that right. You're like holding line with someone. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're
got
like,
it. Okay, holding okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was confused for a second.
Yeah. So you'd be like Red Rover, let Jordan come over, and then Jordan would try to come and break the line. If he can't break it, then I guess he loses. I don't know.
What, yeah, you lose. What's the I guess you're just out. You're out.
You're yeah. out, I guess.
Yeah.
Like those types of things. Yeah, did you have like a they call it like the ice cream lady in the neighborhood?
Like the ice cream truck?
Well, it wasn't a real truck. It was like a cart. Like people would come with like in my neighborhood, it wasn't a truck. It was a cart. People, she would come and she didn't actually sell real ice cream. She sold like those little nickel bag. She sold those little little chugs, little hugs. Like the little juice.
The juice?
Yeah, the juice. It comes in like a little, Nikki, explain this. Why am I blanking?
It looks like a barrel. It's a hug juice. It yes. tastes like salt and water.
Sugar and water. And she would sell candy and she would sell, sometimes frozen pops, which was like, Kool-Aid frozen in a styrofoam cup. And she sold it for like 50 cents to the neighborhood kids. And they will always be like, to make it really sour, she would put like only a little bit of sugar in it. So she has sweet and sour. Y'all ain't never heard of that?
I didn't have a candy lady, no.
Wow. Dang.
I also grew up in the country. I think that's what you're also missing. Like, my friends didn't live on my street.
Well, who lived on your street?
No. I mean, I think he means like, he was like in like, the country, like not like an actual like.
You mean like one house a mile, another house.
Yeah,
and then like where I live, there's like is a road to get to my home.
Oh, a road from like the main street. Mm-hmm. How long does it take to get to the main road from your house? Mm-hmm.
Which main road? Like the road where people's houses are on. They're different. So like the road the houses are on, that only takes like if I'm walking from my front door to like the main road where houses are on, maybe 3-4 minutes if I'm walking. But the road, like the actual road where like to go out of the road where people's houses are on, mm-hmm. that's like 15-20 minutes. And the nearest gas station, maybe 15 minutes. And then we only have like 5 gas stations total where I'm from. And then we only have. Back then, we only had Pizza Hut and Ward's as fast food restaurants. We still don't have like McDonald's. They just got a Subway not too long ago. What? Yeah.
Every place has McDonald's. That's insane.
McDonald's is the next town over.
Wow.
That's also where Walmart
your town,
is.
Your town of all things shows Pizza Hut
and Ward's.
What is Ward's? I never heard
What's Ward's? I don't know what that is.
Okay. If you're from Mississippi, stand up. Ward's is a
chip.
Sit down. No.
Ward's is a chili burger. So it's like chili on top of like cheese and meat and pickles. If you want onions, not my thing. Onions. It's like a super sloppy. Imagine a sloppy Joe without the tomato-y sauce, but more like a chili with like, I guess chili is tomato. But like also like a cheeseburger mixed together.
Did you like that sandwich?
I used to love them. It's called the big one or little one. So like the little one is the small one and the big one is like the regular size like McDonald's burger and the little one would be like the hamburger size.
And everybody ate that?
Yeah, Ward's was good. And but it's also really country because, like, for breakfast they sell biscuits and gravy, like white gravy, like biscuits and sausage gravy.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. I mean, that's
but, like what fast food restaurant you know selling biscuit and white sausage gravy?
McDonald's sells that.
It didn't look like McDonald's. There's Wars is like, it looks like your grandma cooked it.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like, is somebody, does somebody got like a...
That's what I was here to say. What is that?
Oh. I feel like what? It's Jordan. There was like a, it's not like a ringtone or something?
Yeah, like a TV or something playing?
I don't hear anything with these headphones on. Wow. Like noise canceling headphones. Sorry if there's something going on in the back.
Mm-hmm. Jordan got nice headphones. He has a nice headphone.
Sorry, you know what? You know what, guys? You said it sounded like a ringtone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my laundry. Sorry.
Oh, come on, laundry in a unit. Okay. Okay. Jordan got money. Ooh, the luxury. Speaking of luxury.
Right, because in New York City, if you got laundry in unit, wealth.
Because maybe
wealth.
I have been in New York City for like 10 or 11 years now, and I have never lived in an apartment that had laundry in the unit.
I mean, ever. I will say, it is a life-changing bang, man. It is.
Oh, wow. I believe it.
It's something so simple for like back home in Ohio, that's normal to have. Like that, you not having an in-unit laundry is like, well, where are you living? People would be very confused.
Like, I feel like anywhere.
Yeah, essentially.
Like New York City is the only place that people go like, God, I wish I had a laundry machine. Like, you know what I mean?
Like
or central air.
If we really want to talk about it, like, New York really is a scam and people don't want to talk about it. But hey, I'm always open for the conversation because.
You know what? I'm open to that conversation too, because as much as.
I do, actually.
Baby. When I moved to New York City...
I'm sure we all got a list. We got a list. Oh,
absolutely. If I... When I moved to New York City, I moved from North Carolina, so I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to get to the city. But I've been here for a while. I did not think I would ever really want to leave. But over the past year, I have really been like...
Jordan, your laundry is really going off.
It's still going. I'm so sorry, guys. Give me
it's
a second.
It's fine. You're fine.
You're fine.
It's fine.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Over the past few years, I have really been like, I need to get out of this city. Like, I don't want to move like away too far. And I think I'm just gonna go to Jersey to be honest, because I still love New York. I just don't want to live in the city proper. But yeah, it's finally gotten to the point where my love affair with New York City has kind of run its course. And I know it has for Nikki, because Nikki cannot leave New York City quickly enough, which saddens me on one or two days out of the week. But I am...
You know what? For you, that's a lot. I'll take that.
What you mean for me, that's a lot?
For you actually remember that I'm leaving the city, one or two days a week is a lot. Nikki, I'll take it as a compliment.
Nikki, ever since December, Nikki has mentioned leaving New York City probably every conversation that I've had with him. So I don't forget that he's moving. But I will say, when he said he was going to move, when he said he was going to move initially, I didn't believe he was going to move, because being totally candid, Nikki just be... Nikki was like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. And I was just like... Most of the time, I will, to your credit, you do usually do what you say you want to do. That you do usually mm-hmm. do that. But that just felt like such a like big thing where you're moving to. It just felt like such a big thing that I didn't think you were actually going to do it.
It was random. I was literally sitting on my couch. And so for those who don't know, like I be listening to like the spirit, the Lord talk to me, and literally sitting on my couch and one night, and it was like, this is your last time in New York City, you're moving to this place. And I was like, okay. And then I think I text you, Jordan, was like, hey, I'm moving. Mm-hmm. Like really random. And then the next morning, I went to sleep. The next morning, it was like, yep, you're leaving. So I feel like I'm being called to leave. But Daryl didn't believe me.
You feel like God was like, I'm going to call you to leave New York.
It had to, because I wasn't like planning on leaving.
Okay. I'm listening.
It was literally like a random like Thursday, Friday night.
And when you decided that, when did you like for real? Like, I don't, because I know you're going to, the answer to your to this question on the surface level is going to be that morning. But I mean, like, for real. When did you actually go, okay, this is absolutely happening? For 100% fact, I know it's happening.
The next morning? I'm dead serious, yes.
You don't think, I mean, I believe you, kind of. And I think that that's great, but that sounds a little impulsive. Like, that's why I said, when, like, did you actually really, really know? Because, like, I get the impulse to leave that next morning, but when you knew for a fact you were going to leave without even thinking about it until...
Well, no. So, here's, like I told you, I was literally just sitting on my couch the night before, and something was like, it literally said, this is your last year in New York City, you're moving to this place next year. And I was like, okay, this is weird. It was just a thought. I was watching TV. And it was nothing about that city I was moving to. It was just, I was watching some random show. And then, Daryl, what's going on in Washington Heights?
That's not me. I think that's Jordan.
Oh, anyway. Probably
welcome
so.
Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York. Anyway. And the next, and like I went to sleep on it. And the next morning I literally woke up and it was like, okay, yeah, you are moving. And it's been that way since. I haven't like backpedaled or thought about it differently since.
And the place that you're moving to, do you think that that's going to be home for you? Like, I know you don't know for sure, but does it feel like a place that you're going to be like, I think this is where I'm going to be like, you think
so? I will buy property there. I believe so. Yes. But I don't necessarily know if it's going to be complete home, but, Jordan's shaking his head. I do think I'll be there for a minute. Yeah.
And you wouldn't have bought. Wow. But you
purchased. Purchased.
Just so everyone knows, I have 3 degrees.
Purchase is the word you're looking for.
Proof that college is not necessary, kids. Anyway. And you wouldn't have purchased property anywhere else that you lived?
In New York? Absolutely not.
You didn't just live in New York, but you also lived in...
I know. I'm going down a list.
Nikki would have fight me.
In New York, no. Yeah,
let's just fight.
In D.C., no. I didn't really like living in the DMV. I was like, the DMV felt like a launching pad to get to New York for me. So I never thought about like buying property there either. But this next place I'm moving, it feels like, oh, I can definitely purchase here.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. And
this feels really like an interview, but okay.
No, it's not an interview. They're getting to know you. They're getting to know, like...
People literally don't know you, Nikki.
And this is getting to, so you can be so relatable to everyone. Because you know what I heard? I'm going to tell you what I heard. Can I say what I
you, yeah, say what
I
you heard. Heard?
I heard that my friend was sitting on his couch and the Lord said, Nicholas, I have a mission for you. Don't ask no questions. Just hear my word and heed these thoughts. You are moving too. And Nikki said, I obeyeth my Lord. Hey, Shatabo, that's a word. That is a word. And what I'm hearing that Nikki Floyd wants our viewer audience to listen to the call of the Lord. When you are called to do something, do not question it. You listen to it and you move according to your divine purpose, which has been designated by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I feel like having church.
Amen.
Amen. And so with that, listen, I know.
I will say this. God do be speaking to me.
I know.
Not you know, Jordan.
I know.
Listen, why do you say like that?
Because Nikki will text you something and it'll just be like the most, like, I hate to say this, sometimes invasive, but he's not trying to be invasive thing. And you're like, wait, what? And then it's like, and then like the shit will actually like happen in some shape or form. And then then you're like, oh shit. So now that it's happened, anytime Nikki will say like, oh, the Lord this or that, I'm like, oh God, what's about to happen?
It usually happens.
It usually happens. So he's,
there are times I know things before that person knows things.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I'll
intrusive.
And I'll tell them the thing that I was like, this is in my spirit. This is happening. And it was like, what? I don't feel that or think that. And then through a couple of days later.
So you're a prophet.
I don't consider myself a prophet.
How do you not fit the description? How?
I do not consider myself a prophet because a lot of times I'm not praying for these things to come. They just come. It's really interesting. And I don't necessarily know like how to control it.
I mean, I don't know how any of that works, but to me it sounds like a prophet. Like maybe you may be starting your own ministry one day.
No, not happening. Not happening.
So, oh wow, so, that was a quick no.
But what if God sat you down in your new apartment in your new place and said, "This is what I have called you to do"?
We would have to have a conversation.
Oh, but you didn't have to have a conversation the first time.
You want to know what's funny? Because like when I was like 21, this preacher literally like called my cousin and I up to the altar. And I have a cousin who looks like pretty similar to me. And all of the things he said to my cousin has came true for me. All the things he said to me has came true for my cousin. This is what's interesting. He told my cousin, he called him. He was like, "I'm telling you what God has told me, Reverend." So that's the only thing for my cousin he told him that hasn't came true for me or him. So I'm praying against that one because I don't want that.
You're praying against it.
Yep.
Why?
Why? As a preacher, as a reverend? No.
Is that crazy? Why is that crazy?
You sound like that's like a crazy thing.
Right.
That's a crazy thing. It's nothing I want for my life. My granddad was a bishop. I know what that's like.
I get that.
Your dad's a pastor. You know what that's like.
He is. And God called me to be a ministry. God was like,
"He sure didn't."
God said, "Nope." Hold on. Uh-oh. We're not doing that. First of all, I live a clean life, okay? When I go and I'm at St. Peter's gates, he's going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," okay?
Or good enough.
Wow.
The disrespect. keep on going. We're going to both be down there in hell. Be like, dang, who would have thought? Just kidding. I'm just kidding, God. I plan on going. I'll be playing with God. Wow. That went so many places.
I don't even know what the title of this episode is going to be.
You know what? I feel like we could figure it out. I'm going to be so honest. Like, I'm actually, like, I know that I'm so random and so chaotic. I know that. But, like, I even surprised myself, if I'm being honest. Because now I feel like I need to talk to my therapist about why I don't have a streamlined line of thought.
Like, we started at prison food.
I think, honestly, the episode should just be called Prison Log. Yeah. And then people will click it and try to understand what that means. So
Jordan is innovator, creator, idealist.
He is.
You know, all the things wrapped up. This is why we have him around. Yes. This has been... I hate it. You know what?
I think this is my favorite episode.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I was about to sign us off, but here's what I do want to say, because I want to get this dynamic very well understood, okay? For everyone in this audience, I mean it when I say, I don't be meaning shady things when I say it. I really don't. I just be saying things, and I don't have any ill will. I don't have any negative intent behind it. I'm not trying to be mean or rude or disrespectful or shady specifically. But then here comes Nikki. Here comes Nikki with a face. Here comes Nikki with a face that goes, oh. Here comes Jordan. What you mean by that? And I'm like, I just want our viewing audience, our listening audience to understand me. So that you know that I'm very well intentioned.
I think they absolutely do understand you.
Great. I appreciate that. Thank y'all for making me feel understood.
We definitely balance each other on this podcast.
For sure. We do.
Yes. And with that.
Well, this was one for the books.
This was one for the books. I appreciate you all sitting and listening to our rambling.
Did you have fun moderating, Daryl?
Yeah.
Did I have fun moderating?
Did you have fun?
Let me tell you something. I had so much fun. I did. I had fun just like being random. I don't know that I'd want to do it again. But actually, I lied about that. I literally just lied. I would absolutely love to be random again. That's what I do best in the world. What are you talking about?
Well, we'll definitely have you moderate some more in the future.
You know what? Oh,
you want to tell them what next week's episode is, Daryl?
Oh, Lordy.
Okay, so when you... This is the red, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So...
It's called...
This is... Actually, you say it, because you say it better than me.
Next week, we'll be reviewing The Lady with the Red Lipstick album. And her name is... I'm not saying her name.
I think they can figure out... Let people just figure it out. The Lady with the Red Lipstick album.
It's so funny. One of my best friends told me, he was like, I love y'all. I'll listen to every episode, but that one I will not be listening to.
So we already have some people not going to tune in.
He said she plays with his time.
I will say, I don't know if you guys saw, probably not, but... Because you know I'm on Twitter all the time. She does have two songs that are over 5 minutes long. So
what?
I
think Daryl is frozen, but Jordan, you just really assaulted me.
Yeah. But she does have a 2 minute and 36 second song. And that made a lot of traction because her fans were stunned that she made a 2 minute song.
I'm sorry. She's not a good... I don't know where Daryl just went.
Oh. Well, you know, it's very much the essence of the episode. Daryl came and did what he needed to do, guys, and he left. So, and we thank him for that. And I will be moderating next week. We'll be back then.
This is chaos.
Yeah. This is... Iconic episode. Honestly, this should be the season finale, but whatever. It's fine.
Whatever. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. We will get Daryl back at some point, but we're going to head out. Thank you guys so much for listening to whatever the hell this was today. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope it was a fun. I had fun. Did you have fun, Peggy?
That was a grand old time.
Okay. Well, everyone have a great time. We will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.